If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello? Is this thing on? Are we on? Is this working? Something's wrong. What's missing? Oh, yes. The reverb. Ha, 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 ha.
Hi, gang. Now you'll all be quiet. We'll start the show.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
This is the Rob Spiewak Show.
Rob Spiewak!
Oh! Hello. It's me. Just like Dude Walker said, it's Rob Spiewak. Just want to take a moment and have a word with you before we begin this, the premiere episode of Rob Radio, a.k.a. the Rob Spiewak Show, right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Thank you for listening, first of all. Thank you to the people at The Wave for handing me the keys to the car, letting me drive for 3 hours this Saturday and every Saturday morning. A word of explanation about what the show is. Perhaps you know me from The Mike O'Mara Show, which airs on The Wave every weekday night at 7 p.m. I co-host that with Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana. I love it. It's the greatest job in the world. But to be fair and to be perfectly honest, the first thing that made me want to be on the radio was music radio. I love music radio. That's why I love The Wave. They play great music all the time. And that is not typical of radio in this day and age. When I grew up, radio was exciting and interactive, and you couldn't wait to see what was about to happen next. Not the passive stuff you hear nowadays, where it's on in the background, and they're happy to have you not change the channel. What I want to bring to you is some excitement, some unpredictability, and some eagerness to see what's he going to play next. I love all kinds of music. My record collection spans back to the 1920s, right on up to today. So you never know what you're going to hear. So I do invite you to stick around and see what's coming up. I hope that you enjoy what you hear. I hope that you have a good time. I hope that you learn a few things. And I hope we have a good time together on this Saturday morning, okay? Very cool. Again, thank you for taking some time and choosing to spend it with us here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. And we will begin the show as soon as I remind you of one thing, and that's the fact that the Delmarva audience is the greatest audience in the world. A little traveling music, please.
This is the Rob Spiewak Show.
The Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes.
vibrations a half man wither. Gotta keep those lofted vibrations a half man wither. Gotta keep those lofted vibrations.
Love the cellos here, and just in case you were wondering, the source material for this song, I remastered it off of a 78 RPM record. My hand to God, that's the truth. Check out the cellos here. Oh, there's always room for cellos. 97.1 The Wave is your beach station, and it's R-O-double-B. Yes, Rob Spiewak in the air chair, grabbing records, having a ball. Good morning! Have I taken a moment to thank the people at 97.1 The Wave for handing me the keys to the station? I certainly do appreciate it. Here's Scritti Politti. I never thought much for their curds, but they always had the perfect way. 97.1 The Wave, your beach station with Rob Spiewak. And I know a lot of you are wondering, why am I on the air? But they're also wondering, did he bring any jingles with him? Yes, I did.
Butch Born Music.
And if you want to say that right, it's Butch Bore Music. That's the way disc jockeys do it. I know, I've been around them all my life. And stick around, you too can learn to be a disc jockey. As the great Patton Oswalt said, what a horrible thing to be good at. It's Billy Joel here. Perhaps you remember this as the theme to the show, Bosom Buddies. Tom Hanks was good, but me, I was always a Peter Scolari guy.
Got a call from an old friend, we used to be real close. Said he couldn't go off the American way. Closed the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the West Coast. Now he gives them a stand-up routine.
Won the Wave, your beach station, and a big hit on the American Broadcasting Company Network. Bosom Buddies! And it's me, your bosom buddy, Rob Spiewak, right here on your beach station. Oh, yeah! You know, in Spain, they call him Eduardo De Niro. Here, stateside, we simply call him Eddie Money. Hey, we had a great time at that party. Baby, hold on, right here on the Wave.
Baby, hold on to me.
Eddie Money on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Stick around, folks. Do some British Invasion music next. Don't go anywhere, folks. Because if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce that they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products. IQ Bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, the salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar. Of course, products co-created by a Michelin star chef are going to taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ bar, I feel amazing. Yes, I love them because they love me. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ Bar's amazing offerings. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Remember, text TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. The Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bill Drake!
The year, 1964.
And the question, what was the first band after the Beatles to have a British Invasion hit? The password is percussion. That's right, the Dave Clark Five, feeling glad all over.
You say that you love me.
Happy, make you happy, you'll never be
brackety percussion of the Dave Clark Five. Right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. But you know what? They weren't always loud. No, no. As a matter of fact, sometimes they were sweet. And this is one of my favorites, Dave Clark Five, because, aw.
It's right that I should care.
Beach station. You know, I remember when I was dating my wife, long before we were married, I actually sang that to her, and she married me anyway. How about that? Hey! One of my signature bits. Let's have a little fun with music.
Let's have some fun with music, cause music's fun.
Fun is the best thing to have, and music is the best thing of all times. Let's go back now, if you will, to 1966. There's a band in the Pacific Northwest. They are called Question Mark and the Mysterians. And they're demoing a song. They called it Too Many Teardrops. Sounded like this. This is the demo they took to Pogogo Records. And they said almost.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying.
They said that's almost right, but we got to do something about it.
Too many teardrops. But one heart to carry on.
So they worked a little on the organ.
You're way on top now.
Changed the vocals a little bit.
Since you left me.
And changed the name of the song to 96
You're
Tears. Eventually it would be released on Cameo Records and be a number one hit. In fact, the fifth biggest record in 1966. And it sounded like this. Ah, one of the grandfathers of punk rock. Here's 96 Tears. Dig it, right here, on the Speewag Show, on the Wave.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing. Way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here.
You be right down there looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get you, but I know now I'll just cry.
Tears. Sounds like one hell of a wedding cake, doesn't it? 97.1 The Wave is your beach station with Question Mark and the Mysterians. One of the greatest organ leads on a rock and roll record ever. And while we're talking organs, get your mind out of the gutter. While we're talking organs, what about Dave Baby Cortez? It's the happy organ. And remember, if your organ stays happy for more than 4 hours, please consult a physician. 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. On 97.1 The Wave, your beach station with your favorite D, double E, J-A-Y, Rob Spiewak, and a song you've probably never heard. Hold tight. Here's Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch.
Hold tight, count of three, gotta stay close, my name, and hold tight, sing and shout, just wrap around the pound, and hold tight, shut your eyes, girl, you shut me up for say, I.
shut, check and shut, just wrap around the bell and hold tight, shut your eyes, can you set me up for Zion?
One The Wave, your beach station, and before you dial into the radio station, yes, that song is supposed to sound like that. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch, arguably more popular in Great Britain than they were stateside, but I still do like that song, and the Beatles occasionally reference it in interviews and things like that, so keep your ears open. That was their big hit. It was called Hold Tight. Now, stick around. When we come back, I'm going to play you my favorite pop song of them all. Can you guess what it is? You won't have to guess if you wait, because on the other side of these, you're going to hear it. And if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
1963!
Yep, it doesn't get much better than this, folks, I want to tell you. A perfect confluence of everything. It's the Ronettes. That song is perfect, from the way Phil Spector produced it to the way Ronnie Spector sang it. But I think one of the greatest parts of it is the percussion. That's Hal Blaine on the drums, and it makes the whole record. And speaking of great drums, this record is no slouch. After he left Sun Records in Memphis, Roy Orbison signed up with Monument Records, had a massive hit, and one of the greatest of all times, Oh Pretty Woman. 97.1 The Wave.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon? And you look lovely as can be. Are you
like me.
Won the Wave is your beach station with your old buddy Rob Spiewak, getting you through Saturday morning and jet setting you right into the weekend. Hope it's a good one. Hope you have got some good plan. You ever heard this song? Here's something funny, okay? For a guy known for guitars, not a lot of guitars here. This is Santana.
Get out your cold feet, baby. Something on your back, let down, let down, let down.
The switchboard is lighting up here at 97.1 The Wave. That's Carlos Santana, not Oscar Santana. Please don't make the same mistake again. It makes it awful awkward, all right? How about a little Double Dynamite? Like that, from Stax Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Sam and Dave, you don't know like I know. Sweet soul music on your beach station.
You don't know.
The Wave, your beach station. Here is a rare occurrence in pop music, a Beatles song that was a hit, but not sung by the Beatles. Actually, it was written by John Lennon, and Paul McCartney was at the recording session. This is called Bad to Me.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas on The Wave.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. Of letting you go, just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. You're not bad to me.
It's the Saturday Morning Robathon right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Looking over my playlist here, decidedly British this morning, so I hope you're digging the tunes. When we come back, we'll keep it up. We'll do some Beatles music and some other surprises around the corner. And the two words that strike fear into the heart of every program director, Dean Martin. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. If you miss a little, you miss a lot.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.